That's a chowed egg in the nest. In the nest to make them think it's another egg. Boy, well, they really get cooed on them.
They do.
Well, they want them to get them to lay more. Yeah, that's almost mean to them.
Do you know what the inside parts of the chicken, the parts that you can eat, is their name for all those things? Other than naming each one individually?
Well, now you take and take the inside of it. The liver's good. Mm-hmm. And then the lights of a chicken, you don't eat it, you put it in with the entrails. And then the gizzards.
Uh-huh.
The gizzards, some people love to eat them, but to me, they're kind of tough. I don't care much for the
gizzards. What does the gizzard do? I don't even know.
It's part of the chicken. It takes part of the chicken. It's just part of our the chicken. Mm-hmm. It's like part of our human.
What about...
I understand that a chicken, when a chicken eats, that gizzard grinds the food. That's mm-hmm. the way they digest their food. Now, that's what I've always been told. I reckon that's what they use there for.
What's that part of the cow, the pig that you cook, the long stuff?
Tenderloin.
No, his inside.
Oh, that's his entrails, but they make chitlins out of them.
Granny
Brooks, no, I never have eaten any because I couldn't eat them. Who's thinking about where they came from, you know what I mean? If somebody had to fool me and not let me know that I might have traced them. You know, they have a chicken eating contest now somewhere here in the States that they have it every year. It's an annual event. And they said they're very good because they know how to cook them. But Rafferty's mother really did cook them, and these boys really did love them, and she cooked them. She saved every inch of them. What time
your boys like?
No, not my boys. Her boys. Uh-huh. Rafferty, my husband and his brothers and sisters.
Does he ever try to get you to cook him?
No, because we don't know how to fix them. See, you'd have to take them and soak them for overnight. She'd take them and soak them overnight. You know, she'd clean them out and soak them for overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they was clean when she cooked them, but just the thoughts of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she was a very good cook. But just the thoughts of where they came from. If I hadn't known where they came from, I might have been able to eat them. They look good when she fried them and fixed them up.
If it were time on the farm to do the chores and feed the stock and everything, what would you call that time?
That's chore time. That's when everybody done his thing. Everybody had a job to do, and they done it.
Was there a certain time for it, like in the morning? Or?
Well, early of the morning and late of evening is whenever most of the stock was fed and such as that. Got up the eggs, we feed them, and then of a night, well, we had to bring in wood, go into that old wood stove that Mama cooked off of, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And my children, my younger children, can never remember those wood stoves. Now, we had a home comfort here that was here when I came here, right there in that corner, that red old big home comfort stove, and that thing would really eat the wood. There ain't no two ways about it. And my older children, my oldest son, my oldest daughter, can remember Daddy cutting wood for that big old stove. Mm-hmm. But then gas came by here. Well, we had electric before we had gas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had electric, you know.
Yeah.
And they was glad that they didn't have to bring in the more wood for the stove. But when I was a child, I brought in a lot of stove wood. That was one of my chores. A child, you know, that it wasn't big enough to do other chores.
Uh-huh.
It could bring in wood. They couldn't stick lint to fit that firebox in the stove. And it took a lot of wood because they did a lot of cooking back then.
Did you have to call in the animals ever?
We'd call the cows. Sook cows. And the pigs, they usually always smelt you a mile away, and you didn't hardly have to call them. But if one of them got straying along behind, you'd just say, piggy, 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 piggy.
Oh, dear. What about, do you know how to call a horse?
Well, I don't reckon there any certain way.
What about if you were riding him and you wanted him to move on, what would you do?
You'd take your feet in the stirrups and kind of hit him a little bit.
Would you say the same thing?
And say, get up, or roll one, whichever one you wanted him to do.
Yeah, if you were going to want him to